Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German, lesson 30. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich heiße Mark.
Mein Name ist Thomas.
And we are here to help you with your German. Now we're coming to the end of our third group of 10 lessons. This is lesson 30. And it's time to go back through what we've learned and check how much we've understood. Now, Thomas, the first thing that we've got to do today, however, involves our competition.
You're right. We're going to reveal the mysterious identities.
We are indeed. Okay, it's time to begin the lesson. Lass uns anfangen.
Auf geht's.
Last time, we launched a competition in which you were identifying mysterious personalities based on the German explanations that Thomas gave us. Now, we've posted information on the website about the competition, and we're delighted to announce here on Coffee Break German that our lucky winner of an iPad Mini is Federica Barberino from Milan in Italy, a Coffee Break German listener from Italy. Well done to everyone who entered the competition. There were many, many entries with the full 5 correct answers. Thanks to everyone for entering the competition, and once again, congratulations to Federica.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch.
Okay, it's time now to look at these 5 mystery personalities. Let's begin with number 1. Over to you, Thomas.
Er ist ein Rennfahrer aus Deutschland.
So he comes from Germany and he is a Rennfahrer.
Ein Rennfahrer.
Which would be a?
Racing driver.
We mentioned Formula 1.
Formel 1.
And you also mentioned 3 racing car companies.
Ja, in der Vergangenheit Benetton und Ferrari.
So in the past, Benetton and Ferrari.
Und jetzt fährt er für Mercedes.
So he's now driving for Mercedes. So who is our mystery person number 1?
Michael Schumacher.
So in German, Michael Schumacher. And in English, we'd be more likely to say Michael Schumacher. Number 2.
Sie ist eine australische Sängerin und Schauspielerin.
So, australische, Australian. Sängerin, singer.
Yes.
Und?
Schauspielerin.
And that would be an?
Actress.
An actress. So she's an Australian singer and actress born in?
1968.
Which of course is 1968. And she has a famous sister.
She's called Dani. And is a pop singer as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a song title and you translated the song title into German.
Ich kann dich nicht aus meinem Kopf bekommen.
Now, here's our disclaimer here. That German version does not exist, but that would be a good translation of Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Exactly.
We're talking therefore about
Kylie Minogue.
So number 2, Kylie Minogue. Number 3.
Er ist ein sehr berühmter Tennisspieler aus der Schweiz.
So, a very famous tennis player from Switzerland. There's probably really only one person this could be.
Actually.
we'll say a few more things. What about his family?
Er hat Zwillinge.
Yeah, I think you said er hat 2 Töchter und 2 Zwillinge. So, he's got 2 daughters and with some further information, in fact, these 2 daughters are Zwillinge.
Twins.
Und seine Frau ist auch Tennisspielerin.
So his wife also plays tennis.
We're talking here about the famous Swiss tennis player.
Roger Federer.
Okay, number 4.
This one is interesting because he's already dead. We learned gestorben.
Gestorben. So er ist am whatever geboren und ist am whatever gestorben.
Exactly.
So he died on, and this person died in 1791.
Sehr gut.
1791.
Er kommt aus Österreich.
So he comes from Austria. And we also heard about a berühmte Oper.
Yes, die Zauberflöte.
So you may remember I mentioned that Flöte is a musical instrument. We're talking about the flute. And in this case, it's the Zauberflöte, the magic flute. So a famous opera written by this person was The Magic Flute. We're talking, of course, about
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Excellent. And finally, number five.
Sie kommt aus England, aber lebt jetzt in Schottland.
So this person comes from England originally, but now lives in Scotland. And we talked a lot about Bücher in this one.
Sie ist eine Schriftstellerin.
So she is
an author.
An author. So Schrift is linked to schreiben.
Yes, it means the writing.
Okay, so Steller then, Stellerin.
Stellen is to put.
So she puts the writing on the page, basically.
More or less, yes.
Okay. So let's think a little bit more about this person. We mentioned something about films and books.
Well, in the most famous series, it was Sieben Bücher.
So seven books.
Yeah, but when they made it into a film, they were eight films.
So one of these books was spread over two films.
And I think our listeners now already know who we're talking about.
We are talking about J.K. Rowling.
Exactly.
The author of Harry Potter and the entire series. So there we have our five mystery identities. And congratulations again to our winner. Also,
Mark, es ist Zeit, dein Deutsch zu testen.
It's time to test my German.
Exactly.
Okay. As before, we've got some sentences or some little conversations in German that we're going to put into English. And then Thomas has got some German sentences, or at least English sentences, that I've got to put into German. We'll give you some time to think through these before I give my suggested answer. Hopefully we'll all do well.
Our first conversation is about the weather. Was glaubst du, wie das Wetter morgen wird?
So we've to translate that into English. Let's hear it again.
Was glaubst du, wie das Wetter morgen wird?
Now we've covered ich glaube, when you said ich glaube auch, I think so too. So was glaubst du, what do you think, wie das Wetter morgen wird? What do you think the weather will be like tomorrow?
Sehr gut, perfekt.
And the answer in the conversation would be?
Hier in London wird es regnen, aber in Schottland ist es warm und sonnig.
So, hier in London wird es regnen. Here in London it's going to rain, aber in Schottland ist es warm und sonnig. But in Scotland it's warm and sunny.
Richtig. Das kann ich nicht glauben.
So the final part of the conversation here, das kann ich nicht glauben. Literally, I think, that can I not believe.
Exactly.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Perfect.
So let's do the whole conversation together. I'll take the second part, so you do parts one and three, if you like.
Was glaubst du, wie das Wetter morgen wird?
Hier in London wird es regnen, aber in Schottland ist es warm und sonnig.
Das kann ich nicht glauben.
Ich auch nicht. Okay, let's go on to the second conversation. So once again, we'll take each sentence one at a time.
Guten Morgen. Wie geht es Ihnen heute?
So that's straightforward enough, I think. Good morning. How are you today?
Ah, ich habe Kopfschmerzen und mein Rücken tut mir auch weh.
So I'm guessing this is taking place possibly at a doctor's surgery or in a pharmacy.
Very good.
And I think this would be translated as, ah, I have a sore head and my back is also sore, or I also have back pain.
Yes, I have a headache, Kopfschmerzen, and my back is sore. Mein Rücken tut mir auch weh.
Okay.
Haben Sie sonst noch Schmerzen?
Now, I think that sonst is any more. It's, do you have any more?
Yeah, apart pains? From that.
Apart from that, okay. So apart from that, do you have any other pains?
Ja, ich habe eine Infektion im Ohr.
So, yes, I have an ear infection.
Yes, or literally, yes, I have an infection in the ear.
Okay, so let's do this conversation. I'll be the doctor this time. Guten Morgen, wie geht's Ihnen heute?
Ah, ich habe Kopfschmerzen und mein Rücken tut mir auch weh.
Haben Sie sonst noch Schmerzen?
Ah, ja, ich habe eine Infektion im Ohr.
Okay, so let's try our third and final conversation.
This one is happening in the street in an emergency situation.
Okay.
Hilfe, wo ist die Polizeistation?
That would be help. Where is the police station?
Die zweite Straße links und dann immer geradeaus. Warum?
So the second street on the left and then straight on. Why? Why do you want to know?
Meine Brieftasche und mein Ausweis wurden gestohlen.
So that's my bag, my wallet.
Yes.
My wallet or purse and my passport were stolen.
Yes, and it's wurden gestohlen because it's plural.
Okay, wurden gestohlen.
Wurden gestohlen.
Meine Brieftasche und mein Ausweis wurden gestohlen. Let's do the whole conversation.
Hilfe, wo ist die Polizeistation?
Die zweite Straße links und dann immer geradeaus. Warum?
Meine Brieftasche und mein Ausweis wurden gestohlen.
Okay, so hopefully you found those useful to test your understanding, your comprehension from German to English. But we know what's coming. This is the real tricky bit where we're going from English into German and we really have to be careful about our grammar and our dative endings and our accusative endings and all sorts of things. And to make things slightly easier, let's hear from Kirsten, who's going to give us a bit of a review of all the grammar that we've covered over the past few weeks.
Well, grammar fans, it's time for a review of all the grammar points we've learnt in this latest section of the course. You sure have learnt a lot by now, so I think it's a good idea that we go over it all once more to help it sink in a little easier. Your first grammar lesson in this section was in lesson 23, when we talked about demonstrative adjectives. You know, those words which mean this and these, and indeed that and those. Let's have a quick review of these now, and we'll start with the nominative. Dieser, diese, dieses, and diese. And then the accusative. Diesen, diese, dieses, diese. And finally the dative, diesem, dieser, diesem, and diesen. Next up, in lesson 24, we talked about the dative forms of personal pronouns. These were used, for example, when talking about things that hurt, or when asking how someone is, for example, mein Fuß tut mir weh, and wie geht's dir? These sentences are really describing what is happening to someone. So, my foot is hurting to me, and how is it going to you? And to do that in German, we need to put the personal pronoun in the dative case. Let's go through each pronoun now. For the singular pronouns, ich changes to mir, du to dir, to ihm, and sie to ihr. Then in the plural, wir changes to uns, ihr to euch, and sie, whether it's the third person plural or the formal you form, changes to ihnen. Now, skipping ahead to lesson 28, we also heard these dative forms coming after the verb gefallen. That was because this particular verb describes the way in which something pleases someone, as in, my work pleases me, mir gefällt meine Arbeit. Of course, we'd still translate this as I like my work. Another grammar point which we've covered in this season of lessons is the series of patterns used by both indefinite articles and possessive adjectives in each case. So, whether you're talking about ein being the indefinite article or mine, dein, or sein, and so on, being the possessive adjectives, the endings you add on to the end will be the same for each one, depending on the gender and the case. For now, let's use mine to demonstrate. The nominative forms are mein, meine, mine, and meine. The accusative, meinen, meine, mein, meine. And dative, meinem, meiner, meinem, and meinen. And one example for each case. Das ist mein Mann, for nominative, meaning that is my husband. And for accusative, ich besuche meinen Freund, I visit my friend. And finally, one for the dative, ich bin hier mit meiner Frau und meinem Sohn. That's I am here with my wife and my son. We're almost done, don't worry. Finally, there were those frustrating prepositions. We learnt a group of prepositions that takes the accusative and another group that takes the dative. And there was also that lovely group of prepositions which can take either. I'm not going to go back through them all now because it will probably take too long, but there are full lists for each of these groups in the notes for the previous lessons. I hope this little recap has consolidated all this grammar that you've learnt over the last few lessons. And I know that you'll be starting to feel much more confident with German grammar. That's it from me for this lesson, and in fact, this is where I'm going to be bidding you auf Wiedersehen und viel Glück. In the final 10 lessons of this season of Coffee Break German, you'll be listening to real German in use in the conversations Mark and Thomas have recorded on the streets of Austria. You'll be able to pick out lots of the points we've covered, and best of all, you'll be hearing them in authentic context rather than repeating tables of verbs or noun declensions with me. I hope you've enjoyed these Grammar Guru segments, and I've certainly enjoyed bringing you them. I'd like to wish you all the best of luck with your continued German studies. And one last time, I'll hand you back to Mark and Thomas in the studio.
So thank you to Kirsten for this week's excellent review of the grammar that we've been covering recently in the episodes. And indeed, thank you, vielen Dank, for all your help over the course of the past 30 lessons. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, it's time to tackle the more difficult part of the test, translating from English into German. Let's start with Nummer 1.
Okay. The suitcase is big and black. I lost the suitcase in the station.
Okay. The suitcase is der Koffer, I think.
Very good.
So the suitcase is big and black. Der Koffer ist groß und schwarz. I lost the case in the station. Ich habe verloren den... No. Okay. Ich habe den Koffer in dem Bahnhof verloren.
Very good. Ich habe den Koffer in dem or im Bahnhof.
Im, of course, we can change in dem to im. And the verloren comes right at the end.
Yes.
Ich habe den Koffer im Bahnhof verloren. How would I say I lost it in the station? It's not something we've done yet.
If you say, referring to the suitcase, you would say, ich habe ihn.
Ihn.
Yeah.
I-H-N.
So you could say, der Koffer ist groß und schwarz und ich habe ihn im Bahnhof verloren.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Nummer 2, I have 3 children, 2 sons and a daughter. The sons are called Daniel and Max, and my daughter is called Julia.
So I think that would be, ich habe drei Kinder, I have three children, zwei Söhne und eine Tochter, two sons and a daughter.
Sehr gut.
Then the sons are called Daniel and Max, die Söhne heißen Daniel und Max, und meine Tochter heißt Julia.
Perfekt.
And my daughter is called Julia.
Nummer drei, I am here in Germany with my family and we are on holiday.
Ich bin hier in Deutschland mit meinem...
Remember, it's die Familie.
So it becomes mit meiner Familie.
Exactly, dative.
And we are on holiday. Und wir sind... Wir machen Urlaub.
Yeah, we are doing holiday.
We're doing holiday or we're making holidays, okay? So, und wir machen Urlaub.
Perfekt.
So, just the whole thing again. Ich bin hier in Deutschland mit meiner Familie und wir machen Urlaub.
Ich bin hier in Deutschland mit meiner Familie und wir machen Urlaub.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Nummer vier. It is 5:30 and I'm hungry.
I think this one is straightforward enough. Es ist 4:30 und ich habe Hunger.
Ah, you fell for the trick.
Because 5:30 is halfway to 6. Es ist 6:30 und ich habe Hunger.
Es ist 6:30 und ich habe Hunger.
Okay, number 5.
My son was born on the 11th of August 2005, so he is 7 years old.
I was hoping there wouldn't be too many dates in here. Mein Sohn ist am 11. August 2005 geboren. So he is 7 years old. Also er ist 7 Jahre alt.
Also ist er.
So also makes it turn around. It makes it swap places. Okay. So mein Sohn ist am 11. August 2005 geboren, also ist er 7 Jahre alt.
Mein Sohn ist am 11. August 2005 geboren, also ist er 7 Jahre alt.
Now, we actually have 5 more translation questions for you. However, there's not time to include these in the main episode. We'll include these in the bonus materials for this lesson. And if you'd like to find out more about how you can access these bonus materials, head over to coffeebreakgerman.com. For now, we're going to hand you over to Julia, who is back with more famous German speakers, this time from Austria and Switzerland. Over to you, Julia.
Hallo Marc, grüß Gott Thomas und guten Tag an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. It's time to return to our famous German speakers, and today I'm going to tell you about a famous Austrian and a famous Swiss person. Just like last week, there will be a third person for the bonus episode for our members. But let's get on with the two people we've chosen for this show. A few episodes back, I told you about Vienna. When walking through Madame Tussauds right next to the Riesenrad, the Ferris wheel, in Vienna's Prater, you will find many very famous Austrians there. One of them is a man you'll immediately recognize. But did you know that he was Austrian? Yes, of course, I'm talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was born in Thal, near the city of Graz, in 1947. After years of weight training, Schwarzenegger's career began at the age of 20 when he won the Mr. Universe title. He emigrated to the US in 1968 and gained a fortune working as a real estate agent in the 1970s, around the same time when he decided to become an actor. His most famous films are Terminator and Total Recall. He became a US citizen in 1983. Schwarzenegger has had many different nicknames, ranging from the Austrian Oak when working as a bodybuilder and Arnie during his acting career, to the governator, referring to his appointment as the 38th governor of California from 2003 until 2011. Our second person is a Swiss author whose name might not be very familiar to you, but the children's book that Johanna Spyri wrote in 1880 is known the world over. I'm talking about Heidi, a story about the life and adventures of a young girl who is given into her grandfather's care in the Swiss Alps after her parents have died. The work of fiction, published in two parts, is among the best-selling books ever written. The charm comes not only from the heartwarming story about little Heidi, but also from the romantic depiction of the Swiss Alps. Heidi has been translated into more than 50 languages, and Spyri, who lived from 1827 to 1901, married Bernhard Spyri, who was a close friend of Richard Wagner, the famous German composer. After moving to Zurich, she started writing stories about the countryside for both children and adults. Heidi, which was written in only 4 weeks, was her biggest success. I hope you've enjoyed learning about our famous Austrian and Swiss people. Remember, there's a bonus person in the week's bonus episode. But for now, it's back to Thomas and Mark in the studio. Bis bald!
So that is where we're going to leave it for this episode, and indeed this group of 10 lessons of Coffee Break German. We have really covered quite a lot in the past 30 lessons. We've covered all sorts of topics that you would encounter on a trip to a German-speaking country. And we've also helped you talk a little bit more about yourself so that you can make friends with native German speakers and hopefully improve your language skills.
In the next 10 lessons, we're going to complete the circle of 40 lessons of Coffee Break German, and we'll be bringing you more conversations to put your German into practice and hear more authentic language in real conversations. As ever, don't forget to visit our website and post a comment or leave a review so we know what you're thinking about our Coffee Break German lessons.
And of course, you can join our Facebook page by liking Coffee Break German and joining the community there of learners around the world. Also, Thomas, das reicht für heute.
Ich glaube auch. Mark, bist du zufrieden mit dem, was du gelernt hast?
Hang on. Zufrieden?
Are you content or are you happy?
Mit was?
Mit dem, was du gelernt hast.
With that which I have learned.
Exactly.
Am I happy with what I've learned? I'm very happy. Ich bin sehr zufrieden.
Und ich bin sehr zufrieden mit dir als Student.
Thank you. Dankeschön. I think it's time to finish. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
And one more time, congratulations to our winner, Federica. We'll be getting the iPad off to her very soon. And to everyone, fröhliche Weihnachten. Happy Christmas. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.